This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage, and as you can see, our two players are warming up for today's big match. And today, one of these guys is going to have the opportunity to win his very own RB5X programmable robot. So, you guys ready?
Yeah.
You ready? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Here we are, a nice audience as I can hear, and we have some two really good contestants today. Your name is?
Monty Brabo.
Monty, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 17. I live in San Jose. I go to James Cook High School.
Any hobbies?
I like working on my car.
Yeah, what kind of a car do you have?
A Plymouth Satellite.
Oh, yeah, all right. You running good, is it?
No.
Well, keep working on it. And your name?
Julian Lara.
Julian, what about you?
I'm 15, and I live in Hayward, and favorite hobby is sports, baseball.
Sports, baseball? You play baseball?
Yeah.
What position?
Oh, I don't play with the team. I just play with friends.
And any place they put you, you'll play, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Julian. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their playing ability on today's games. And one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous RB5X programmable robot. Yes. That's a terrific prize. You guys shake hands now, and then we'll go play Starcade. Head to the podiums, and while they do that, Kevin, what five games are we going to deal with today?
Jeff, we have games to explore the outer reaches of space, a motorcycle race to bring you back to Earth, and a dazzling look at a world of pure energy. In slot number one today, Motor Race USA, a low-riding biker cruising coast to coast. Next is Star Wars in the outer galaxy with the Rebel Force. On to Tron, an experience of energy and light. Super Zaxxon, a spacey adventure for the far out. Cosmic Chasm on a mission in deep space. Jeff?
All right, thanks, Kevin. Those are today's five games. Both of you, Monty and Julian, had a chance to play them before today's show. As you know, one of them is a mystery game. If you pick that game in the first three, automatically, you're going to win a prize. And now we're going to ask Kevin to whisper to our home audience what the mystery game is.
Our mystery game is Cosmic Chasm.
Okay, they know now. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. First one to answer the question, first one to press the buzzer gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. You all set, Monty?
Yep.
Julian, you ready? All right, here we go. In the game Journey, what is the name of the bouncer guarding the rock group from the groupies at the concert? A, Stanley, or B, Herbie? Monty.
Herbie.
Herbie is right. Good for you. All right. And that gives you a little advantage, Monty, because you get to pick the first game.
Tron.
Tron. Tron it is. Kevin, tell us about Tron.
Journey with me now into a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes, and the warrior Sark, protector of the tyrannical MCP, is our dreaded enemy. We can enter this world by one of four routes, and even on entering, we must be on our guard, for the entry path is never the same. We could enter by way of the I.O. Tower, through the tank maze, directly through master control, or in a blinding flash on the light cycle grid. If we secure an area, we can choose another. The adventures are many in this world that is pure energy, Tron.
Okay, Monty, what was it about Tron that made you pick it first?
I used to play it a couple months ago a lot.
Oh, so you're pretty familiar with it.
Yeah.
All right, you have, there's four screens. I don't know whether you get to all four in 50 seconds, but we'll see how well you do. You ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, good luck to you. Ready? Get set. Play. First screen is the tank. Here we go. Just gotta hit it. One, two, got it. See the next screen. Okay, he's got to cut off the other cycle. 30 seconds to go. Here we go. You got him. Good going. Okay, you got plenty of time. 20 seconds. Let's see what the next screen is. Got to go to the flashing circle before the timer expires. Let's see if he's shooting little animals. 15 seconds. Get in. And in he is. 219. Nice play, Monty. Congratulations to you. Head on back. Let's see how Julian does it. Tron, come on down, Julian. Well, now, Monty picked this game. He said he was pretty familiar with it. How do you feel about Tron, Julian?
I like it.
You do? All right, good. You'll have 50 seconds, too. Let's see how well you do. You ready? Get set. Play. And he goes into the motorcycle screen. You got to cut off the other cycle. Union cycle is blue. Here we go. Oops. Oh, I think you're in trouble, Julian. 30 seconds. Yeah. Here comes the tanks. He's safe back there. The other tank can't hit him. One, two, three. You've got him. Okay, time's moving. 15 seconds. Got to get some points. And you're into, all right, into the cone. Okay, Julian, not bad. We're going to be taking a break, then we'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starcade. Stay with us.
The Starcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. The grand prize today on Starcade is RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power. It can talk and fetch the paper. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado. Time now for more Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
We got the robot has its own audience here. Okay, thank you very much, Kev. The robot got more applause than I did. Okay, Kev, thank you very much. Now let's check the scores. Monty and Julian, after one game of Tron, we find out that Monty has 2,219. Julian, you have 1,700. Pretty close game so far. Monty's in the lead, but of course, there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So if you're ready, Monty and Julian, I have another question for you. Hands on buzzers. In Xevious, the bacula resistor shields are A, a flotilla of floating mirrors, B, the alien. I don't see a light.
I didn't push it.
Julian.
The alien?
B, the alien? No, sorry, that's not it. It was a flotilla of floating mirrors. So, Monty, once again, you get to pick the game. What do you say? What will it be?
Motor race.
Motor race. Motor race USA. So we'll let our little putter tell us about that.
You're a biker just cruising along, not bothering nobody, on the road from L.A. to New York. And you can get real satisfaction from jumping rivers, using narrow bridges and paths, and doing wheelies. But don't get too carried away. You need that gas on the road, and you can get into a lot of trouble if you don't watch out. You pick Motor Race USA, and that makes you a low-riding biker.
Now, Monty, you told me your car didn't work very well. Maybe your motorcycle will work a little bit better. I'm going to tell you something about motor race, and Julian, you might want to listen, too. First of all, some players forget to use a brake. If you get in trouble, use your brake, all right?
Okay.
All right, and when you're going along, the right-hand side will be the narrow side. You'll see that you get more points for going up there. But on the left-hand side, the wheelie strip will show up, and you get points, extra points for that. So I don't know which one you're going to choose, but I wish you good luck.
Okay.
All right, Monty, you have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Look out for that guy. Good. Oh, no. Right into him. Watch out for him. You get another motorcycle coming up. Here we go. Oh, no. Can't squeeze through there. Good move. 20 seconds. Doing fine. Strip coming up. Where is it? All right, buddy. Now I know what's the matter with your car. You keep running into things. All right, you got 600 points. Head on back. Here comes Julian. How are you at motorcycle racing?
All right.
All right. You know, you have a chance to get some points now. You're a little bit behind, but here's a chance to score some points because he fell down a couple of times. What do you think?
I guess.
I guess. Okay, you have 50 seconds. Here we go. Get ready. Get set. Play. And they're off. Look out. Whoa. Whoa. That guy got you. Watch your brakes. There we are. All those guys will get you. You got to watch out for them. They're not going to pay any attention to you. 30 seconds to go. Good move. That'll score some extra points. All right. Watch out for that guy. All right, Julian, congratulations to you. Let's see what happens now as you head on back. We're going to total up all the scores. Both of you had a chance to play Tron, and both of you had a chance to take that Motor Race USA. Now, one of you is going to play for a very special prize, so we'll total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the Name the Game board. Monty, you have a total of 2,819. Julian, you have 2,150. Monty, you're still in the lead. It's a close game, but Monty's got it. So, Monty, you come down here, and you'll be playing the Name the Game board. It's right behind you. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, we have a great prize for you. You know your video games?
Yeah.
Okie doke. We'll see. Turn around. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Pop Flamer or Guzzler?
Guzzler.
Guzzler's right. Good. Number two, Solar Fox or Solar Fire?
Solar Fire.
No, sorry. It's Solar Fox. One wrong. Number three, Cobra or
Scramble.
Okay. I'll give you the choices here. Good for you. Number four, Dungeons and Dragons or Tutankhamun?
Tutankhamun.
Yes, right you are. Good for you. Turn around because Kevin wants to see the smile on your face when he tells you what you've won.
It's a white metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. A metal detector from White's Electronics.
Well, doing pretty good so far, Monty. You're still in the lead, but not by a lot. And we'll be back in a minute to play the final round of Starrcade to see which one of these guys has a chance to win their own robot.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starrcade hotline. Some people actually get paid to play video games, like these at Atari. Their main job is to test the newly made games as they come off the assembly line to make sure they play right before they're boxed for shipment. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Time now for more Starrcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, during the commercial, we found out that our scoring machine dropped a couple of zeros. So on Motor Race USA, the scores, instead of 450 and 600, should have been 4,500 and 6,000. Now, that doesn't change the fact that Monty is in the lead. It does alter the totals a little bit, so let's check the totals and see where they stand. Monty, you have 8,219. And Julian, you have 6,200. Okay, that's where we stand right now. Now this is round two. There's only one game left to play, only 40 seconds to play this one. After that, we're going to total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win that RB5X robot. So if you're ready, here's your last question. How many hamburgers must be built in the first screen of Burger Time? Julian.
Four.
Four is right. I didn't even give you your choices, but you got it. A4 and B5, and A is right. Now, you need some points. So what game are you going to pick up there that's going to give you some points? There's three of them, Cosmic Chasm, Super Zaxxon, and Star Wars. And one of them is the mystery game.
Super Zaxxon.
Super Zaxxon is the one we'll choose. That's not the mystery game. The mystery game was Cosmic Chasm, but Super Zaxxon is a fun game to play. And let's see if Kevin knows how to do it.
I appreciate your confidence, Jeff. Travel at supersonic speeds through the galaxy in your Super Zaxxon spacecraft. Soar past an ominous floating fortress, scoring points by battling hidden rockets, rotating turrets, tracking parabolic antennas, super spaceships, and maser barriers. Survive the Tunnel of Doom and face the fire-breathing dragon. It's Super Zaxxon.
Okay, thank you. All right, now, Julian, you need some points. About the only way you're going to get them and win this whole game is to get in that tunnel. How good are you at Super Zaxxon?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, you want to get in the tunnel, and then we'll hope that when Monty comes down, he isn't able to do that. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck. 40 seconds for you. Get ready, get set, play. Fine. Watch out for the electronic barrier coming up. There it is. Over the barrier. And into the tunnel, way to go. Oh, gotcha. Okay, you have time, 15 seconds to go. Ten seconds. Some more points. Points. Way to go, Julian. Head on back and let's see what happens when Monty comes up here. Monty, he picked the game, Super Zaxxon. How are you at Super Zaxxon?
Not that good.
Uh-oh. Then there's trouble because he got some points. You need to keep up with him here to keep the lead. We'll wish you good luck. Any last words before you start? Okay. 40 seconds to go. Get ready, get set, play. Electronic barrier coming up. Be careful of that. Over. Can he get? Oops. No. Gonna have to get in that tunnel. He's over. And is he in? Yes, into the tunnel. Okay, let's see how he does now. 17 seconds. 12 seconds. Doing fine. Oh, no. Will you have a chance for more points? Yes, you will. 5,900 points. Head on back, Monty. Let's find out if that is enough and who is going to take home, or at least have a chance to take home, their very own robot. We're going to total up all the scores now. I think we have a very, very close game. Monty, your total is 14,119. Did Julian catch up? He has 15,100. He did it on Super Zaxxon. Boy, I'll tell you, congratulations to you, Julian.
Thank
Monty,
you
played a heck of a game. That was just that last Super Zaxxon is what did it. But, boy, that's what makes Starcade. And we have some nice gifts for you, Monty, for sure. And, Julian, you came from behind, didn't you?
Yeah.
Good for you. Something special for you, Kev.
Julian, you've won the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Software for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the home computer and software from Texas Instruments.
And in just a moment, Julian, you're going to see if you can take home your own robot. Stay tuned. We'll see if Julian can do it.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Zonix video games with the exclusive Double Ender. Two amazing games on one cartridge, multiple screens, and unbelievable graphics. Zonix new cartridges, Chuck Norris and Artillery Duel. Zonix, more fun for the price of one. And Remote Champ Freedom Fighter joystick from Championship Electronics. The first remote control joystick with no delay action when you play. Two firing buttons for thumb and forefinger, suction cups for tabletop play, and 20-foot range. And Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts. With select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more, your video system's complete with Trigger Elite.
All right, welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Julian. Now, over there behind me, there's a little robot just waiting for you to take him home. We named it Kevin, but the robot objected, so we don't have a name for it yet. Now, all you have to do is beat one more game. And you'll win that robot. There's two games left unplayed, Cosmic Chasm and Star Wars. And during the commercial break, we informed you that if you pick Cosmic Chasm, you'd have to score at least 5,809 points, okay? If you pick Star Wars, you have to score at least 8,985 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. You reach your decision. You pick Cosmic Chasm?
Yeah.
Cosmic Chasm it is. That means if you score 5,809 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win RB5X the robot. So while Kevin tells us about Cosmic Chasm, we'll go over and get ready to play, Kev.
Come in, Earth. This is the mothership of the Cosmic Chasm space station. Our station has been seized by a hostile force. We cannot reclaim, so we must destroy. We are launching one of our smallest ships to maneuver through the tunnels and chasm of the station. Our mission, to reach the central power core, destroy it, and then flee the way we came before we too are destroyed. Wish us well. It's Cosmic Chasm.
Okay, if you will give me a couple of hints about Super Zaxxon, I'll give you a couple of hints about Cosmic Chasm. Is that a deal?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me how, when you get in the tunnel on Super Zaxxon, what do you do?
Well, the best thing to do is just swerve around and stay away from the things.
Okay, now I used to just stay on the left-hand side. You don't do that, huh?
Nah, because they switch positions on you.
Okay, now after you play this game, I'll tell you about this one. No. Here's what you do. When the hexagon begins to increase, you can fire at it and make it shrink back a little bit temporarily, all right? If you get in trouble, you can blast your way out. Don't touch anything or you get blown up. You have to get 5,809 points or more in 30 seconds. Do that and the robot is yours. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck to you, Julian. We're all behind you here. Get ready, get set, play. Good shooting, good. Keep it up, nice shot. Oh, that's all right. You have another one coming up here. Blast your way out if you get in trouble. Head on out. There you go. All right, now you need some points. 15 seconds to play. Go. 3,000. Come on. 5,809 we're looking for. 5 seconds. Oh, no. Come on, get them. Oh, no. Doggone it. Not enough. 5,000. Just under. Well, Julian, you played a good game, though. Doggone it. I'll tell you what, you want to give me a couple hints on this game, too? This is Jeff Edwards from Starcade. We'll see you in the next show. Until then, may all your troubles be zapped. See you.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.